Disney Frozen, Forces of Nature, presented by Macy's.
Hi, Elsa.
Anna.
Olaf!
Are we going on another adventure?
Oh, no.
Of course!
Just as long as we're on the same page.
Looking good, everyone. This will be done in no time. Who would have guessed a little story time would put some extra muscle into our work?
You are an excellent storyteller, sir.
Thank you, soldier. Now, where was I?
Oh, the queen and her guests were playing a game. There was a little tension between Queen Disa and Queen Elsa. Really interested to see where that goes. Anyway, it looked like a storm was coming.
Ah, yes, right. A storm was coming. And as you might expect, Queen Anna was making sure everyone was safe. But this storm was unlike anything any of us could have expected.
It's going to be okay. But please, everyone, go inside until the storm passes. Hopefully it won't last long.
What's going on?
Down the shutters.
Shouldn't last long, folks! Just a little passing storm! Nothing to worry about whatsoever!
I thought it might be helpful to reinforce your calming words.
Thank you, Olaf. You're always a big help. Now let's see. Disa is making sure all the people of Sancurtius are safe. General Matthias is helping Mrs. Latham and her family. And Mr. Hilton, Kristoff and Lord Wolfgang will see to it that you get home safely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm a helper. We Wesseltonians are known for our helping. And, of course, our copper. Wesselton, home of copper and helpers. But mostly copper.
Wait, Wolfgang, are you knitting?
What? This? Oh, yes. I knit for fun and nerves. Not that I'm nervous. No.
A well-knitted sweater is like an eternal hug.
An eternal hug sounds both cozy and life-threatening. Can I give you a little pat on the head, Magnus? Oh, and now you're staring at me with those beady little eyes. I'm just gonna stand over here.
No, my feathery friends are harmless. But they can gaze deep into your soul.
Ahem!
Oh, right. This way, Mr. Hilton.
Kristoff, make sure he doesn't accidentally...
Are those his teeth?
Yes, they are.
That does happen.
Do not worry, elderly citizen of Arendelle. I, a sworn ally of your people, am here to help. I will just... You use my bare hands to pick these up.
Thank you, young man.
You might want to wash those off before you... Put them back in your mouth.
Good as new.
My teeth don't come out, but I can remove my arms.
See?
After we get Mr. Hilton home, we'll check the barns, Anna.
Great.
Barns? What sort of barns?
The sort of barns with animals in them?
Oh, yes, of course. Those kinds of barns. We have those in Wesselton as well, I think. Will there be bears? Should I bring my sword? Or maybe a sandwich? Do we have time for a morsel?
No.
The wind is getting worse. Elsa, what do you think is happening?
I don't know, and Gale won't answer me. I have to go back to the forest. This feels like when we were pushed out of Arendelle by the spirits of nature. Maybe they know what's going on. Hopefully I can call the water knock at the fjord and ask it to take me.
Okay, be careful.
You too. I'll see you soon. I can't feel the water knock either. No gale and now no water knock? What is going on?
We're going to take a break here to play an ad from our sponsors. Then we will be right back with Disney Frozen, Forces of Nature. It's Ginger Z, and the holidays are in full swing. If you're stressed about your gift list, don't be. Get all the inspiration you need using Macy's Gift Finder. They've got a bunch of different ways to search for gifts, like shop by price. You can shop gifts by budget, whether it's $25, $50, or luxe. Shop by gift lists.
Plus, Macy's has curated unique lists for all personalities in your life. Is your loved one a spa day enthusiast? An advent calendar fan? A big sports fan? Macy's has you covered. You can even find curated gift lists from your favorite influencers. Shop by category. Find the top beauty, fragrances, jewelry, handbags, accessories, and so much more. So check out Macy's.com/giftfinder to find that perfect present. That's it for ads. Now back to the Frozen podcast.
With no time to waste, Queen Elsa hurried toward the Enchanted Forest, but this time on a regular horse. Back in the village, Queen Anna and Queen Disa were securing the castle.
I've made sure all the ships in the harbor are secure and everyone from St. Kirsch's is accounted for and safe. Wait, where's Elsa?
She went to the Enchanted Forest.
She just took off and left you to deal with the storm without her help?
Of course not! She's completely helping by hopefully figuring out what's causing this.
So this is a magical storm.
I don't know, but if there is some kind of imbalance with the spirits of nature, the forest will have the answers.
It's getting worse. The force of the wind is incredible. Look at those trees!
We should get back inside. Okay, what is that?
I don't know, but it's moving fast.
And coming this way! Watch out! Run! It's a windmill sail. It shattered that street lamp into pieces.
The wind must have ripped it right off its post.
Oh no, it's from the Hansen farm. I have to go check on their windmill. I can at least pull the brake.
I'll help. Maybe we can secure the other sails to the post, so they don't fly off.
Let's go.
Isn't that one of the windmills that...
The very same. And you know how Queen Anna feels about those windmills.
I've never seen it move so fast. I know there's a brake inside.
Right. In the roundhouse. If we stop it, we can secure the rest of the sails, so they don't rip off. The broken one can be repaired once the storm's over.
As long as the brake works.
As long as the brake works. This door is heavy.
Okay, the brake should be right here. Let me see if this will work. It's stuck!
Let me help. I'm so glad that worked. Though I know it's scientifically improbable, I kept on imagining the windmill taking off into the sky with us inside.
Not these windmills. They're solid as rocks. Rocks with giant sails on them.
It's very sturdy. I can tell. Beautiful work. Found the tools. Mallet. Pegs. Okay, we have everything we need. Hang on to these. You can pass the pegs to me. We're going to have to climb up the outside of the windmill and all hammer each one in so we can secure the sails. Ready?
Ready. Okay, up and up. Careful. Slow and steady.
Are you okay?
I'm good. My foot just slipped.
That scared me.
Me too. All right.
This wind is definitely not helping matters.
Is it windy? I hadn't noticed.
Don't make me laugh. I'll slip.
Right. No jokes. No laughter. No joy. Slow and steady.
Anna.
I think sometimes I have a habit of talking a lot when I'm nervous. Do I do that? Have you noticed that about me?
Anna, it's okay. Just hold on and keep going. We're almost there.
Slow and steady.
Okay, hold it right there. One more second. And done. Next.
You're good at this. Here's the next peg.
Thanks. While the other kids were playing with toys, I was playing with tools. I've always liked taking things apart, putting them together. That sort of thing. Done. Next.
Thank you for helping me. The thought of this old windmill falling apart.
Don't worry. I think this has many more years left. Something so simple and so efficient. Amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
I sense there's more in it than just the damage its sails could have caused.
This is the first windmill my mother designed.
Wow, I'm impressed. She sounds like my kind of queen. Peg.
Here you go. She was. My mother loved using her mind and coming up with new ideas, new inventions, new ways to help.
That's really admirable.
I couldn't agree more.
And done.
All right. Now all we have to do is get down.
Queen Anna and Queen Disa secured the windmill and headed back to the castle. Meanwhile, Kristoff and Lord Wolfgang had found themselves in a situation.
Wait, grab him! Ah!
Mr. Goat, we're here to help. There is no need to be rude.
Ouch! You stepped on my little toe!
Okay, the fences are down, but we've got the cows and horses all secure. Olaf, how are you doing with the goat?
He's going through a lot right now. No, Mr. Goat, no! We're working through some stuff.
Okay. Wolfgang, how are the chickens?
Oh! Is there one on my head? I can feel it on my head! What does it want? How do we negotiate?
Okay, just hold still for a moment. I think I can get close enough. I almost had her.
My icy friend, watch out for that angry bovine! Go, Mr. Snowman! What have they done to you? You're in pieces!
Don't worry, Wolfgang. Olaf can put himself back together.
Sometimes I rearrange and put my butt where my head should be to make Sven laugh.
Kristoff, I must say, I admire your man-of-the-people confidence. You know, you could make quite the businessman.
I do have a business.
Yes, and you are yearning to take your business to the next level. Of course, I will apprehend this chicken.
The next level?
Sprightly creature. Well, surely you've realized the franchise opportunities. Everyone in Wesselton is mad for ices of all kinds. You could make a killing.
Really? I've never thought about it.
Well, you should start. You need to develop the skills necessary to be a captain of industry. Leadership, forward thinking, ruthlessness. I've got you now, you feathery rogue.
I don't think that...
I have captured her! The hen is no longer at large. I say, is that a piglet aloft on the wind?
Yep, flying piglet. Be right back. Gotcha.
He got it. Oh, well done, Kristoff. Bravo.
Wait. Really? A piglet flew through the air, and Kristoff caught it?
I know it's hard to believe, but it's absolutely true. Shall I continue, or do you need a moment?
Oh, please,
sir,
do go on.
Please.
So, after containing the animals and fixing the windmill, everyone finally headed back to the castle for some provisions and rest. They were just digging into a late-night snack.
Oh, so nice to come indoors. My face is feeling quite chapped, and I think I smell of cow. Kristoff?
No, you're good.
Thank you all for your help tonight. I really appreciate it. Please have a bite to eat, and then let's get some rest.
Yes. You all hear that, right? Or is it just me?
Yeah, not just you this time, Wolfgang. We hear it.
Look outside. Are those waves?
There's a whirlpool in the fountain.
This defies logic.
Is this magic? Is this a custom you have here?
No, this one's new.
The fire just went out. How did that happen so quickly? The coals should at least be glowing.
Well, that's ominous.
Luckily, the moon is bright tonight. Let's just open the window, why don't we?
Wolfgang, I don't think you should...
Astrid! Magnus! You're caught in the wind! I have you, Astrid. Oh, no! Magnus!
Life's a journey!
Oh, dear. Magnus! Well, good thing he has his wings. Flap, Magnus, flap! Fight the wind and flap those mighty wings!
Let me...
Kristoff slammed the window shut, but Magnus was taken by the wind. It carried him fast and far, all the way to the enchanted forest where Queen Elsa was feeling a strong sense of imbalance.
What is going on? Why is this happening?
Hang in there!
Magnus? Is that you? Here, let's get you down from there. Are you all right?
Every day is a gift.
Well, you're safe now. Just stay with me. Let's figure out what's going on. If we can find the spirits, we can find the answers.
As Queen Elsa moved through the forest, something shifted inside her. It was as if the enchanted forest itself were crying out, asking for her help.
Oh no. Something is very wrong.
Macy's is committed to creating brighter futures for all. That's why they're supporting Big Brothers Big Sisters of America now through December 24th. Your online and in-store donation will help match kids in your community with a positive mentor, empowering children across the country to reach their full potential. Give back and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.